Back home now, and a circuit court judge has strongly criticised the juvenile justice system as being inadequately resourced and incapable of dealing with violent young men. Judge Pat McCartan made his remarks as he jailed three Dublin men for their part in a vicious attack on two US tourists who had tried to stop a robbery. Garth and Patrick Russell were attacked with bottles when they tried to hail taxis to escape their attackers. Drivers failed to help them. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. We can talk to him now, Paul. It's reported that Garth Russell still has glass embedded in his eye as a result of this attack.
Yeah, he's a US stockbroker. He arrived in Dublin that day, the 29th of April 2012, with his brother Patrick. Now, he still suffers permanent facial scarring. He still has glass embedded under his eye. The court heard his career was significantly stunted because of the attack. His brother Patrick suffered a broken arm. What happened on that day was, in the words of Judge Pat McCartan today, the three accused, Ian Dent, Aidan Finnegan and Richard Fish, were out prowling the Temple Bar area of Dublin. They had no real aim and they certainly weren't dressed for the evening. They first of all tried to rob a man who was lying on the ground. This evidence was given by the investigating guard, the Sergeant Amanda Flood, at a previous hearing. She said Garth Russell intervened and he threatened to call the Gardaí. So the gang of youths turned on the brothers and began assaulting them. Now, they separated after a brief scuffle, but the gang then armed themselves with glass bottles and chased the two brothers, attacking them. Now, they tried unsuccessfully to hail down taxis before Garth Russell was struck in the face and the head with a broken bottle. But the drivers, we heard, didn't want to know. The three were subsequently arrested. They identified themselves in CCTV footage, but they had maintained that they were not the main aggressors. However, they were jailed today.
Ian Dent, Aidan Finnegan and Richard Fish jailed for between 3 and 5 years each.
Yeah, I mean, the judge was very strident about the juvenile justice system and the number of previous convictions the men had, and yet they had never been to prison, and the types of offences as well. I mean, for example, Aidan Finnegan, he said he had 8 previous convictions, which he said, OK, wasn't, might not seem an awful lot, but in 4 cases he had got the Probation Act, 2 cases he had got community service, and he'd been fined on 5 occasions. But some of these were public order offences. He mentioned one that was in the circuit court, the higher circuit court, but yet he said that may be under appeal. In the case of Ian Dent, however, he said that he has 26 previous convictions, and again 6 fines, 11 cases of probation service, suspended sentences and peace warrants, even though 16 of the offences were for public order offences. And he said when he appeared before the courts, once he was released, he simply repeated his offending with impunity. He said he had received a letter from Mr. Dent's mother saying that he was not a violent person. The judge said this was difficult to measure against the other evidence. He said it appears that he was out of control. He had no regard to good order, and he certainly hadn't responded to community orders. In the case of Mr. Fish, he said that he had 69 previous convictions, including 24 for public order offences and 35 for road traffic offences, including 6 disqualification orders. And this, he said, showed a complete disregard for the law of the land. And he said they had been down a well-worn path of the juvenile justice system, which was clearly not capable of dealing with them. And he said that this was a recurring feature of the courts and needs to be considered by the legislature.
And those criticisms of the juvenile justice system, Paul, how unusual are these remarks? What, if anything, are they likely to accomplish?
Well, we've heard the juvenile justice system criticised by a number of judges. We heard, for example, in the Children's Court, there has been severe criticism of the system by the judges there, because they find that when young offenders come before the courts, they simply have no place to put them. There's no room, and therefore these people have to be let back out onto the streets again. And the judge here is critical of the fact that even though all the systems and all the services have in the past been made available to these three young men, it certainly hasn't stopped them offending, and they've certainly committed a very, very serious offence and been found guilty by a jury of committing a very, very serious assault on two tourists who had only arrived in the country for the day. Now, the Judge McCartan said today was the day that these men would graduate from what he said was an overly protective system and go to prison. Now, Ian Dent was sentenced to 5 years in prison, Aidan Finnegan to 4, and Richard Fish, who's a father of 2, was sentenced to 3 years in prison.